don't say nothing. Welcome to the Megan and Eric Show podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting your local and live morning show. Are you ready to get this party started? Welcome to the Megan and Eric Show.
Okay, mics are on. Eric, can you hear it?
I can hear it.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Could you hear that song?
I could.
I'm so glad we're back in business.
Back in business. My headphones weren't working, and then yesterday Megan fixed it.
Well, turns out if you just like slap the board a little bit, it'll come back on.
It was like Arthur Fonzarelli when he hits the jukebox. It was beautiful.
So happy Friday.
It's a sign for positivity. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric taking a look at today's news beat. The city of Bend will use $328,000 from the American Rescue Plan to fund Deschutes County's Crisis Stabilization Center and Mobile Crisis Assessment Team, known as the MCAT. The team will respond in pairs 24/7 without police to calls from both 911 and 988 suicide and crisis lifelines. When the calls meet certain criteria, since January of 2020, Bend police say officers have responded to more than 5,100 calls about people experiencing mental health crises. The agency says many of those may have been better served by a mental health professional. I think that's very cool, and I applaud the effort.
Yeah.
In other news, Central Oregon's fire danger has dropped from extreme to high, although the outdoor debris burning season is still closed. Forecasts call for warmer, drier weather, causing potential risk for wildfire to return. Campfires are now allowed in developed campgrounds and dispersed sites managed by Ochoco National Forest, Crooked River National Grassland, and Prineville BLM. But on Deschutes National Forest, campfires are still only allowed in designated campgrounds.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Taking a look at your forecast, today looks like high is going to be in the mid-70s, mostly sunny skies. It'll be really nice today.
Ooh.
And anticipating a really beautiful weekend. So like Eric was talking about, all those great camping spots, make sure, you know, if you're going to have a fire, to know that it's okay or not. Because we're still in that high risk and we don't want any, you know what I mean. Looks like tomorrow, 80 degrees, Sunday, low 80s. I mean, this weekend's going to be beautiful and even into the beginning of next week's work week. Currently in Bend. It's kind of brisk out there, really.
It is.
41, 36 in Prineville, 31 in Sisters. You guys doing okay?
What's going on?
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Well, get this, Eric. I went to That Guy's Bistro yesterday.
Oh, how was it?
I went to the one that's next to Van Henyan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right up the road from here, actually, right, in Bend. Delicious.
Perfect.
I'll be dreaming about that burger until I have it again.
God, why are burgers so good? I'm in such a burger phase.
I am in such a burger phase, too.
Burgers are so good.
It just had the right amount of condiments and the pickles and this delicious, like, fry sauce. Oh, my gosh, the French fries don't even get me started.
No, I want a burger.
What's pretty spectacular, too, is that you have the opportunity to get, like, a Philly on flatbread or the Philly on fries.
I love the idea of putting a Philly on fries. Sounds so good, and it's such a good idea. I don't
Emily
know why people
got the
don't do that.
Chicken pesto and a flatbread, and she's like, I could have gone with the fries too, because they're both great options.
That's such a good idea for sandwich ingredients to go on fries.
Well, if we haven't made your mouth water this early in the morning for some French fries, you do have a chance to win a gift card to That Guy's Bistro, because coming up next is the celebrity dish.
That's right. We have some info on actor Tom Hardy, who's living up to his Bane status, if you will, by entering and winning a jiu-jitsu competition secretly over the weekend.
You're kidding.
No, that's totally serious.
Bane, what are you doing? Hey.
It's the Celebrity Dish, brought to you by That Guy's Bistro, serving brunch in Redmond.
And today's Celebrity Dish is all about actor Tom Hardy, who, side note, before we even get into the story, I'm pretty sure he was just named the next James Bond.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm almost positive, in fact. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure. Anyway, he secretly entered and won a jiu-jitsu competition over the weekend in England.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was living up to his his superhero, supervillain acting stature.
This is Bane from Batman.
Yep, I was born in it.
I was born in the dark.
That guy. Yeah, I was born in the dark. You think you're comfortable in the dark? I was born in it.
I know. After that movie, all of us were like, so what'd you think of the bad guy?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He outshined Batman in that movie.
I think. I thought so, too. I mean, he's a pretty strong, masculine man. Am I picturing him right?
He is very strong and masculine. He's got cool chest tattoos. And okay. The pictures of him from this tournament are him rolling around grappling with some guy, and his chest tattoos are all out. He looks pretty cool. Not going to lie. He does everything in the name of this organization called Reorg. Okay. Which supports mental health for people who have battled with addiction, and also channels people with those types of backgrounds into Brazilian jiu-jitsu and jiu-jitsu type of environments. It's a really cool cause.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think what's even more special is that he did it secretly. Like,
he entered it secretly. So everyone that he was like up against was like kind of shell shocked, because you step into the jiu-jitsu player area and the person across from you is Tom Hardy.
That would be a trip,
wouldn't it be?
And also really thrilling.
And he's good.
And he's really good.
He was tapping people out. So wow. That's something.
Well, good for Mr. Tom Hardy, aka Bang. Bang. Bane. He probably drank some Bang, though. Maybe
I'm
he's
sure.
Sponsored by Bang.
Maybe.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Or Crank.
Speaking of sponsorships, hey, That Guy's Bistro.
Yeah.
Had a delicious sandwich. Delicious hamburger from them yesterday. Excuse me.
It's a sandwich.
So fantastic. You're right.
Hamburgers are a sandwich.
I appreciate that.
For sure.
Mr. Cold Cut King. We have a gift card going out to That Guy's Bistro. They're serving brunch in Redmond at General Duffy's in that new annex. So take this gift card and have a delicious brunch tomorrow or Sunday. But give us a call. 585-1077. 585-1077. They also have their new food cart, which I was at yesterday, next to Vanda and Henyon in Bend.
Mm.
Give us a call. Be caller number 7. Dial it. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Coming up next, it's no surprise. First date, you're really trying to impress that person. Mm-hmm. Put on your good best first impression.
Yeah.
And this 23-year-old in Florida, I hate to say it, Florida, you make it a little too easy sometimes.
I mean, we pick on Florida a lot, but you guys do not make it hard.
Taylor in Florida, 23-year-old guy. He took his date for a ride on his motorcycle and topped speeds of well over 100 miles per hour. Of course, cops saw him run a red light and pursued him. Now, the date on the back of the motorcycle is screaming for him to stop, but he continued to fly through red lights before finally being stopped at an intersection. Now, the 23-year-old told police that he was on a first date and trying to show off. He already pled guilty, and he's going to spend the next 2 months in the slammer.
Wow.
So, well, that's one heck of a way to impress somebody on a first date.
That's not ideal. I can't imagine he just like, the other thing is, I can't imagine he's like, here, we're going to ride on my motorcycle, put on all this leather. Or you know what I mean? She's probably just wearing normal people clothes. And she's if we go down at this speed, I'm just not going to have skin anymore.
I mean, in Florida, do they even wear helmets? I don't even know.
Excellent question.
So we're going to talk about some interesting first dates coming up next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. We're talking about some interesting first dates, talking, just kind of piggybacking off this story in Florida. This guy was high speed running through red lights, trying to impress his first date with her in the back of the motorcycle. He gets caught, admits to it. He's spending the next 2 months in jail. Now,
insane.
That's wild. Have you ever had a first date that's thrilling?
No, I haven't. I've never flubbed a first date that fabulously.
Okay.
I've definitely had some awkward first dates, but I'm not a motorcycle guy. I think the one that sticks out, and again, it wasn't really anyone's fault. It just, we hadn't discussed enough, and then it was really bad circumstance. So I had matched with this girl on a dating site, and we decided to meet at a place in my neighborhood. I always picked a place in my neighborhood because I didn't want to go very far.
You're
I wanted to
man.
Walk to it.
You're working smarter, not harder.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, okay, we'll pick a place. We'll meet at this time. So I leave my house. It was approximately 3-4 blocks away, maybe 7-8 minute walk.
You're living in Chicago at this time?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm living in Chicago at the time. That's a good clarification. So I was walking there, and then about 2 minutes into the walk, about full 5 minutes left of the walk, couple blocks, when someone crosses the street, but they're just far enough ahead of you where you're not going to be able to make the pass. So you have to kind of slow down so that you're behind them.
Sure.
Especially in a traditional city sidewalk setting where there's not really like tons of room to just go at your own speed.
You
kind of have to accommodate. This person crossed the street, was in front of me. Happened to be a girl. She looked to be about my age. She looked to be dressed up, willing to go somewhere. And we were walking the same direction. I was walking about 6-7 feet behind her. I was kind of not late, but I was getting close to being late. So I wasn't not in a hurry. So
okay.
I wasn't, I was pushing the pace a little bit.
Okay.
So I wasn't tailgating her.
Right.
But I wasn't not.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's the thing you do when you walk in the city. And then it turned out that that was the girl I was meeting.
No way.
And we both walked into the same place. I was like, God damn it.
She like holds the door open for you.
Basically. Oh, it was like, and I was like, gosh. Oh no, do I saw her go in there. I was like, do I slow down now? Do I turn around? Do I not go? Oh. And then we had the day. It was fine. She like, it was just awkward. It was such a weird foot to get off on.
Starting off like that.
Just following her to the date.
I know, I bet. And it's like, then after the date, did you guys walk back together?
Like, good question. I was mortified of that. I had to like go to the bathroom and think of a game plan so that wasn't the case.
How are you going to get out of
what
this?
What are we going to do? I don't want to just follow her home.
I know. First dates are so awkward no matter what. Even if it's just as simple as going and getting coffee or like meeting up with somebody to go on a nice little walk around the river.
Yeah.
Eric, one first date that I had, it was online dating and we met, I think it was at Meadows, if I'm not mistaken, where, it's still really wooded. It's beautiful, but there's a lot of more, a little more recreational. There were kayakers.
Picnic
tables. Right. There's kayakers out there. And we just did this nice little jaunt.
Meander.
Yeah. Well, not even like 5 minutes in, he was complaining that this area shouldn't be for people to recreate. It should be for hunters because there's so many great things to hunt in this area. And I mean, like, we're in a very common campground-ish
it's
feeling
to me. Been that way for a long time.
These kayakers look like they're having a lovely afternoon. In fact, that's much more my speed is kayaking than hunting. So immediately off the bat, I'm like, wow, how did I not filter the fact that we were going to be so opposite on that just through an online dating profile? But then I had to be like, now I'm in the woods with somebody who would rather be hunting than just meandering.
Yeah.
And it was a little on edge. I was like, maybe hiking in the woods is a bad idea for a first date.
Absolutely. It's like, what do you like? I like a lot of stuff, but man, I'd love to shoot something right now.
I'm like,
huh? We wanted to let you know that at 10 a.m. today, tickets to a Dave Matthews Show at the Moda Center go on sale.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Wait. He was just at the Gorge for Labor Day weekend, so he must be just meandering through Portland again?
Just meandering. It's going to be November 5th at the Moda Center, and tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., as I mentioned. But also, and there's just not any guarantee here, but a little whisper of a potential giveaway galore.
I mean, keep it in mind. If you want to win tickets to see Dave Matthews Band in Portland on a Saturday, definitely be liking our Instagram and following us on Facebook.
You just never know.
Or liking our Facebook and following us on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
The same deal.
But yeah, you never know. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Good morning. Happy Friday. Let's take a look at today's news beat. The Deschutes River Conservancy is praising its work with local irrigation districts to allow praising. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I just hesitated.
I get it.
And you know when you like try to continue reading but like go back?
And then you're like,
it's the beginning. I'll just start over. Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo, all the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Good morning and happy Friday. Let's take a look at today's news beat. The Deschutes River Conservancy is praising its work with local irrigation districts to allow for easier movement of water for farm and river needs during drought. In the Deschutes Water Bank Pilot Program, Central Oregon Irrigation District patrons along the Pilot Butte Canal receive cash to forego using water. That water is then made available to the North Unit Irrigation District and to help restore winter flows in the upper Deschutes to support fish and wildlife when flows drop in the fall. As the most junior irrigation district, North Unit faces water insecurity and suffered shortages this year. Also, Saturday is National Public Lands Day, and that means free access to U.S. Forest Service sites where day use fees are normally charged.
Cool.
Some locations are also hosting special celebrations and activities. In the Ochoco National Forest, volunteers will work on the Skull Hollow Trailhead and Coal Loop Trail reroute. Public Lands Day is the nation's largest single day of volunteer activities.
What a fun thing.
I know. I'm so
stoked. Why does no one know about it?
I'm so glad we told them.
We're going to read that story a lot.
Yeah.
Taking a look at weather today. We like positive stories around
here.
We
sure do.
It's going to be a hot...
something that's free.
Right. Something that's free. Something that's positive. Something outdoorsy or about animals. Always good. Bonus points if the animal has a name.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's currently, or it's a high of 77 degrees today in Bend. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day, overnight low of 39, so pretty chilly at night, but we're experiencing some late warm weather, and it's going to be that way through the weekend into next week, actually.
Wow.
Onto Tuesday, it's going to be 86 degrees.
I'm like, do we float the river? Or
I mean, the answer to that is a simple yes.
Oh, okay.
You pick the right time, though, because if you go too late, it starts getting cold.
Yeah, we're doomed.
We're doomed. It's currently 41 degrees in Bend, 43 degrees in Redmond, and 41 degrees in Prineville. Your weather is brought to you today by Mosaic Medical, celebrating 20 years of care and connection with music and food at the High Desert Music Hall in Redmond. Today, September 23rd, join Mosaic Medical to celebrate.
Demi Lovato, that's her latest, 29, and you could see that being performed live. Could you imagine seeing Demi Lovato live?
I can't.
I mean,
what a show.
Like, are the speakers even going to be able to like contain that voice?
I can't imagine. And also the performance that she'll put on with all the different visual elements and dancers and you name it.
Oh, you better believe it. And she's going to be performing live at the Moda Center this upcoming Sunday, September 25th. We have tickets. We're giving them away right now. We better get rid of them because, I mean, we can't go. We got to give them to somebody else.
We got to give them to you. We love that for you.
We love that for you. This is your destiny. And your
yes, this is your destiny.
To go see Demi at the Moda Center. Give us a call, 585-1077. If you've never called, just try it. It's so fun. 585-1077. All you have to do is be caller number 7. It turns out it's kind of easy sometimes. So just try it. Demi Lovato tickets, they're yours. Dial it.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Coming up next, we have some news about Ted Lasso Season 3. It's a very popular show. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so much fun.
It's so fun. And I think it's pretty darn family friendly, right?
It's very family friendly. I mean, there may be some PG-13 and maybe like quasi R-rated humor, but it's more like inferences than it is actual content.
Sure, yeah.
So be warned. But also, it's very family friendly in general, like the content. And
yeah.
In any case, highly recommend. And EA Sports is partnering with the show in a very fun and interesting way to promote Season 3. We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
I know we're going to be super late to the TikTok trend, Eric, but we got to practice this. Have you seen that song being played on TikTok or the different videos?
I know that it has, but I haven't.
So basically,
what are they doing?
Well, it's a transitional video, okay, right? So they kind of start in like a sweatshirt, sweatpants.
Okay, I have seen this.
Yeah, and then like very flexible people get their toe up in the hood of the sweatshirt. They do a somersault, pull the sweatshirt off, and then of course in the transition of the video, then they turn into a hot bombshell babe came out of the who knows where.
Yeah.
So we're going to have you work on that transition.
Sure.
Where we can get, you know, you're 6'3". I think there's going to be a nice...
Kick myself in the forehead, sure.
Yeah. And we're going to have that like nice practice. I'll be there coaching you every step of the way.
Good. I'm going to need to limber up.
You're going to, yes, we're going to have to definitely do some more jumping jacks.
I don't want to pull a hammy.
Right. You might. I have no idea how these people do this. But speaking of coaching, because that was about as good of a segue as I could ever got.
Pro.
We're talking about Ted Lasso, who is America's favorite coach on the show Ted Lasso. If you have not seen it, my goodness, take some time out of your day if you can. Just at least get through the first episode. It's just, you're going to be smiling ear to ear. It is so much fun. And all of us you who are up to date are just itching for season 3.
Yeah, and it's coming right around the corner as a fun way. We haven't got an official date yet, but as a fun way to promote that it's coming. EA Sports and specifically FIFA 2023, which is launching September 30th at the very end of the month, will allow you to play as the team, AFC Richmond, and then also to use Jason Sudeikis' character, Ted Lasso, as a playable manager in career mode.
I just love that so much.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
I think that's such a good idea. So you'll be able to, as the team itself, you'll be able to be Jamie Tartt and Roy Kent.
Gosh, you got a good memory.
Wonderful characters. We just started rewatching it.
Oh, of course. Good for you. I should rewatch
it. It's a really fun show. It holds up. It's just as much fun the second time.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Okay, great. Well, this will be a really good gift, I'm sure, for somebody. You know, FIFA's doing the right thing. You had mentioned that coming out with season 3, Ted Lasso is going to partner or do something.
I knew something was coming, but this is a really good idea. And coming up this hour,
more giveaways galore. Ooh. My goodness, is it going to be action-packed at Hayden Holmes Amphitheater this weekend? There's like back-to-back-to-back shows, like big, big ones. And kicking it off is Lainey and Surfaces. We have tickets we're giving away. And this is kind of a last call because actually Eric's going to be pulling the names out of that beat bucket coming up this hour.
That's exactly what this is. And then after that, we're going to tell you a little more about our weekend plans. Well, yeah. As we mentioned, it's going to be a chock-full weekend, and we're going to tell you how we're navigating
it. Dun-dun-dun.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric, and taking a look in today's news beat. Mosaic Medical celebrates a big milestone this year. What started as the Ochoco Community Clinic in 2002 in Prineville is now more than a dozen locations strong in our Tri-County region. Mosaic provides healthcare to Central Oregonians regardless of their circumstance or ability to pay. They'll host a free 20th anniversary celebration tonight at 5:30 at the High Desert Music Hall in Redmond. In other news, Oregon's Secretary of State continues to combat misinformation about mail-in voting. Her office rolls out a new public service campaign next month ahead of the November 8th election to educate voters about signature verification, how the state's voter rolls are updated, and post-election audits. The new pre-bunking campaign is similar to an effort launched during the May primary.
Taking a look at your forecast today, looks like a really beautiful day, 76 degrees, mostly sunny skies. I mean, for Lainey and Surfaces tonight, about 6 o'clock, it'll be about 70 degrees. It will cool off, however. That sun goes down, you're next to the Deschutes River, and suddenly you're like, wow, I guess it is fall. So definitely bring some layers. Don't be fooled. But it will be just a beautiful day heading into a really gorgeous weekend. 80 degrees tomorrow, 83 Sunday, 85 Monday. Like, I thought I was wearing big sweaters this weekend. I'm not.
Nope, not yet.
I'm not mad about it. I think it's just like this nice fall crisp in the air, and we got some nice 80 degree days ahead of us. Currently in Bend, it is 51, 50 in Prineville, and 45 in Sisters. You guys, you know the drill. Coming up next, it's time for
giveaways galore.
How's that beat bucket?
It's good. It's so excited. It's been a long week. It's being fed with names of entries all week long and started to glow and rumble. So it's time to pull out winners.
I know. I'm so excited because this has been quite a hot ticket giveaway for Lainey and Surfaces.
It has. And it was a slower trickle. Like usually there's a big boom right off the bat. And this one, it was just constant all week. So I thought I would be able to just write them out by hand. And it ended up being a lot of work this week.
I know. One day Eric will quit writing it.
I usually like go to the computer and I know it's going to be a huge one, but this one turned out to be much bigger than I thought.
So we've got a bunch of little pieces of paper in that beat bucket
now. Yep, with my bad handwriting on them.
And Eric's going to be pulling out several winners coming up next for Lainey and Surfaces performing live at Hayden Holmes Amphitheater tonight. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen. That's Lainey. They're going to be here today with Surfaces at the Hayden Holmes Amphitheater. We are giving away tickets to a couple of winners, people who have been entering all week long. The beat bucket's here.
Sorry, let's hear it.
That's all of your entries that I've written by hand for some unknown reason.
I know. Like, Eric, you're working really, really hard.
I don't know why I do this. I'm just not organized enough to do it any other way.
Well, you're right, though. We had many entries just kind of like
trickling
periodically
in.
Come in throughout the week. We did this giveaway on our Instagram and our Facebook, so thanks so much for entering to win. Yep. Thanks to Live Nation for giving us these tickets to the show that's tonight.
That's right.
All right, Eric, you ready for this?
I'm so ready. Without any further ado, I'm going to pull some winners. Our first winner is at Megan Joy in Oregon.
Oh, great.
Yay. Our next winner comes to us from Instagram at Kelsey Wong.
Woohoo.
Congratulations, Kelsey. These are easy to read. Some of these handles are tough to read.
Oh, sure.
The next one, speak of the devil, really bad handwriting. It's mine, so I don't know why I'm blaming it. At Stunklebird.
Oh, Stunklebird.
At Stunklebird. Yeah, that's what it says.
Bird.
That's
okay.
A great name. I'm not sure what it means, but I love it. Next winner. We have at Chelsea Bell.
I love it.
Chelsea Bell. That's a good one, too.
It's a cute nickname.
Oh, this is a good one, too. Oh, my gosh. You got the good handles today. This one is congratulations to at Lana Matapia. So clever.
Clever.
Very clever on so many levels. I like that one. Our next winner. Let me give a little rumble to the bucket. Our next winner is at CNH0509.
Ooh, CNH0509.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any phonetic way of reading that. Next winner, K for Kevy, at K for Kevy.
Yay! giveaway.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, we sure do have lots of winners today. Giveaways galore. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we just get to spread the love around. I have one more.
One more. All right, let's do it.
Are you guys
Blast
ready for this?
Blast the final winner. Lainey, surfaces tickets going out the door right now.
We have at Elise Haynes.
Congratulations.
Hooray. Congratulations to all of our wonderful winners. Thank you for playing. And it's a really good reminder to keep your eyes peeled and follow us on social media.
Follow us on social media for all those winners. If you heard one of your great handles, Eric's going to slide into your DMs.
He's going to slide right in.
And get your information so we can transfer these tickets to your Ticketmaster account. Thank you again, Live Nation. Thanks again for entering to win. Lainey, surfaces, you guys listening? All of you are welcome to come on into this studio anytime.
Yeah, come on in.
Holy guacamole, this weekend is action-packed.
Holy guacamole is right, Megan.
I need some chips for the guacamole that's about to happen. We're talking about our weekend plans coming up next. Eric, I bet you that little lavender has you guys planned already.
Yeah, we're pretty planned. Although I think what I want to do is, if we got her out on the river one time, I want to try and get her on the river again.
I can't wait for those pictures.
And it's
going
to be warm enough.
Okay, we'll talk more next about what we're up to this weekend. And if you don't have any weekend plans, maybe you want to tag along.
Yeah. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Wanted to let you guys know what our weekend plans are. This is a chock full weekend of activities here in Central Oregon. And there's a lot of different ways to play it. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. It's going to be pretty warm.
My gosh, yes.
So I would just say, you know, if you're trying to pick a weekend to just not make any plans and be lazy, don't do this one.
Yeah, this one you got to get out. Because
Go do.
It's going to be cold here pretty quick. We got a little glimpse of it just the beginning of the week with rain, and this week's going to be like mid-80s. So how were you guys celebrating the weekend? Hanging out with lavender?
Definitely hanging out with lavender. It's going to be in the 80s, I think, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the plan is to, we're lucky to live very close to the river, and we kind of walked down to where we by our house on the river, and we like have a little floaty setup. Where she kind of sits in her little floaty chair on a paddleboard, and we set up shop and hang out there. So we're going to try and do that one more time.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's a great idea, but you got to go during the like prime hours.
Yeah,
because
it starts getting cold later in the afternoon, man. If you're not in the direct sun, even if it's in the 80s.
Right. We're sure looking forward to Lainey and surfaces tonight.
Right.
I'm going to go hit some golf balls with my dad on Saturday.
Nice. Where are you guys going to do that?
I think we're going to do it Lost Tracks.
Yeah.
We were thinking about going to go play, but sometimes we're not the best of golfers. We don't really care about the game. We know Saturday's going to be action packed on all the golf courses.
Going to the range is great.
We're just going
to
hit some golf balls, grab a beer later and hang out.
That sounds awesome.
We have some friends coming into town on Sunday for, Jack Johnson and then Odessa on Monday. And so when I mean action packed, I'm like, wait, Odessa's on Monday. So, okay. I have friends coming in on Sunday. That's the end of the weekend. I have to work on Monday. What am I doing?
You're going to three shows this weekend.
I keep being like, where am I going to be? So really looking forward to it.
Good.
What a variety of shows.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Hayden Holmes Amphitheater, for providing all the fun this weekend for me. And friends coming into town. It's going to be a blast.
Amazing.
Okay. Central Oregon. Enjoy it. Don't put away that sunscreen quite yet.
Not yet.
Today being September 23rd, we're celebrating a couple things. One is Redhead Appreciation Day.
Oh, really?
Which I know Eric because of my favorite redhead.
Yeah, that's
Samantha
right.
Samantha O'Connor.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to have to call her later.
We're going to have to call an appreciator.
Let me see that hair, Samantha. We don't want to talk to you.
You make sure you haven't dyed your hair. Otherwise, you're not getting a call on Redhead Appreciation Day.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, apparently, it's Love Note Day.
Oh.
So the big question is, are love notes even a thing these days, or has texting replaced that too?
What? Psh, love notes are totally a thing still.
Eric, I used to keep all the notes. I'm sure I still have them.
Yeah.
But the thing is with notes is that people can find those notes. When I was a kid, I didn't care if someone found my journal. For some reason, I was very like, this is for me. If you want to read it, go for it. Now,
really?
As an adult, I'm like way more worried about my reputation.
That makes more sense.
So love notes would be hard for me now. I mean, I guess not. I have a boyfriend, but what I'm saying, like, if I was a kid now.
Yes. Well, being a kid now with the knowledge of adulthood would be so hard.
Oh, good point, actually.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have to have no knowledge of what happens next to be a kid. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Wanted to remind you that today is the Mosaic Medical 20-year anniversary event at the High Desert Music Hall in Redmond. We spoke with Emily yesterday on the phone, which was great.
It was so great. I think what's really amazing, I mean, 20 years is absolutely spectacular. They started in Prineville, now, you know, over 10 clinics all across Central Oregon. But this is a completely free event. They want to celebrate. They want to party. They want to party with you. And it's in Redmond, right?
That's right. night at the High Desert Music Hall. There'll be food, there'll be bands, there'll be entertainment. There's going to be a game show.
I know. Our friend Emily Kirk is going to be at the game show.
Wonderful stuff.
5:30 tonight, kicks off and dancing until 9:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. Remember, it's completely free. Go celebrate with Mosaic Medical.
Coming up next is your Friday laugh. It's your daily dose of laughter with Alice Wetterland talking about dating a younger guy.
I'm dating a younger guy.
Oh.
Only 2 years younger, though.
Relatable.
But he likes to remind me, gosh, you're getting so old. Finally, he turned 30 this year because I was so tired of being told that I was no longer in my 20s.
You're like, ha, 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 what a funny joke.
Yeah. Not like I've heard it before.
It's your daily dose of laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
My last boyfriend was a feminist. Well, he was 25, so he's whatever I make him be. And he loved that joke. He did, because I told him to. He was really cute. He's a musician, which I'm sorry, musicians are hot. They are. I get really turned on by lending people money. I date younger guys a lot. Actually, we get along. We agree on a lot of things, like should be hard, stuff like that. It works out. I think 25 was a little too young, and I remember the day I realized that we were just on different pages in the book of life. It's when a good friend of mine was going through depression, and she's on medication now, but she was feeling suicidal, and I was really freaked out, and my young boyfriend was trying to comfort me, and he was like, God, Alice, I just don't know why anybody would ever want to kill themselves. And I was like, aw, you'll see.
That was your daily dose of laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
Coming up next, I'm going to ask a question, a hypothetical, and give a second to think about it. If you woke up and realized that you dreamed your entire life and you were only 13 years old, everything else that you've experienced is just a dream.
No way. Wait, yeah. You dreamed your whole entire life. You wake up, you're only 13.
You're only 13.
Oh,
what
goodness.
Would you do?
Oh, gosh. I have some things to really think about.
Right?
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Okay, if you're just joining in, the question of the hour, Eric, what is it?
The question is, you woke up and realized you've just dreamed your entire life and you're actually only 13. What would you do?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good question. Would you do the same kind of thing? Would you kind of follow the same trajectory? Would you make a big drastic change and go a totally different direction?
It's so bizarre. I think it's like I don't know any different, so I think I'd probably just stick with what I would go. I think, okay.
But then it'd be boring. You'd be like bored by it.
I already know what's happening. I think I'd like to still go down to San Francisco for college. That was a really fantastic experience.
Yeah.
I think there, like my roadmap, I really loved that experience. I loved being able to move up to Bend for a job, and now here I am. But I think that there were plenty of experiences along the way, Eric, where I would have absolutely loved to revisit, not date again.
Yeah. Do whatever more, do whatever less.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, for me, I think it was like you said, like I really loved moving to the Colorado and the people that I met living in Denver. I would want that part to be, you know, more or less the same, but I definitely think I would have, because I was ahead of going to college, I had applied to so many schools.
Yeah.
10 schools or something. Ridiculous. And I was very focused on like what school I was going to go to. I would take a lot of energy away from that.
Yeah.
Just know that I was going to Denver because I had already dreamed it.
Sure.
Go there. Hope it was close to the same. And then after that, man, just maybe not move. I from college on, I moved every like 2 years.
Ooh, that is a lot of moving.
Which is fine. And I'm glad I did it. But I think maybe I would have slowed that process down.
Yeah.
Stayed in one place a little longer.
Well, of course, now, you know, we're in our 30s. And I think I still care a lot what people think about me. But I care a lot less.
Sure.
Compared to when I was 13, 23, you name it, all of those kind of formative years. So that having that knowledge, I think maybe would have helped in many situations or you know, the anxiety around replaying events that people don't even realize you're replaying because it was horrendous to you, but to them, they don't even realize. I hate those.
Just letting more stuff roll off, knowing that in the big picture. Yeah, that would be helpful.
That would be helpful.
But it would also be a little maddening, too, I think, to realize that you've just dreamed all of the hard work you did.
And then there's that, too. I know. Because then, I think I'd probably stay away from Jaeger. I don't really need to go down that road again. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. It's shaping up to being a really beautiful afternoon, and we have had such a great morning with giveaways galore left and right. So we want to give a huge congrats to our winners. We had winners to see Demi Lovato this weekend at the Moda Center. Eric was pulling name after name out of that beat bucket.
Pulling those names.
For Lainey and Surfaces performing live tonight at Hayden Homes Amphitheater. And you know that the giveaways galore continue. So next week, Eric, where can people look, and who are they excited to win tickets to see?
Next week, we are giving away tickets to Dave Matthews Band.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very exciting. And we announced that tickets to that show are available today at 10 a.m. But you can also win them with us next week. And all you have to do to find out the details on that giveaway is follow us on social media. We tell you all the time.
We tell you all the time. Sorry if it gets annoying.
Sorry, but please do it.
We don't want you to miss out.
We give stuff away.
Oh my gosh, all the time.
You could win. Coming up next is my favorite part of every week that it's happened on, but it's my Porta Subs 50th anniversary taste test challenge.
Exactly. So this is number 3. The first sandwich, Eric came in with his blindfold and nailed every
kinda
single.
Kind of knocked that one out of the park.
Out of the park. It was hysterical, like all the way down to the oregano. Now, the second one was tough.
They made it a lot harder, in fairness to me. They put it together. And so part of the way I do this is I like make assumptions about typical sandwich setups that you might see. And this one was a completely atypical sandwich setup. It was pastrami and pepperoni.
Uh-huh. And even
with
ham.
Yeah, which very strange meat combo. It was pretty good, but also I never would have picked those things. I don't think anyone would. So it's hard to identify.
I'm getting some like insider scoop that they're also going to make this next sandwich difficult.
Okay, good.
So be hard prepared for that.
All right, I'm just going to warm
up
my taste
buds.
All
these years of studying sandwiches and their composition, Eric, it might go out the window.
Put me to the test.
Yes. So coming up next, actually, where I'm going to have Eric step out, I'm going to read you guys the ingredients list of this sandwich so that you have the insider knowledge. And then at 11:30, Eric will come back in the studio with his blindfold.
That's right.
And it's a lot of fun. Plus, you've got a chance. And I mean, you're going to win it. Go to our website, 1077thebeat.com. Fill out the form there. We'll give you 2 medium combos to Porta Subs. You can have your own taste test challenge.
You will win.
That's Lainey. I love you so bad. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. You can see Lainey tonight with Surfaces live at Hayden Homes Amphitheater. Tickets are flying out the door real quick. It's going to be such a great show. Wonderful weather down in the Old Mill District. Okay, guys, it is the Port of Subs Sandwich Challenge coming up next. I've kicked Eric out of the studio. He's putting on his blindfold because there is a delicious sandwich that just got delivered to us from Port of Subs. It is on sourdough, salami, chicken, Swiss, bacon, mayo, sriracha mayo. So we'll see if he can guess both mayos. That will be kind of tough. Peppers, pickles, spinach, and tomato. This delicious sandwich put together by Porta Subs is to put Eric's taste buds to the test. He is the self-proclaimed cold cut king. Can he guess all the ingredients? Only time will tell. Actually, right after this song. So stick around. In the meantime, head to our website and get yourself 2 medium combos from Porta Subs. We're helping them celebrate 50 years. So congrats to them. And you deserve to do a sandwich challenge yourself. So go to our website and all you have to do is fill out the form there. We'll be in contact to make sure we get you that 2 free medium combos from Port of Subs.
And now, can Eric, the self-proclaimed cold cut king, taste it? Welcome to the Port of Subs Sandwich Challenge.
Here we are. I'm so excited about this. Eric, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I'm glad. Well, we got it all set up for you. I took the delicious sandwich out of the wrapping, and I've already told all the listeners the ingredients. Now, the big question is here. Can you taste all the ingredients?
Oh, boy. Here we go. I can already feel that it's not just white bread. It's like got some sturdiness to it. So is it maybe Italian?
No, I know, but I can understand why you would say that.
Is it just white?
It's sourdough.
Sourdough. Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a nice firm sandwich, which I like. Turns out maybe all this time I should have been getting sourdough because I really love that kind of like.
The bread is good.
Yeah. They make their own bread there and they know what they're doing. Okay. What do you get so far?
Well, there's bacon for sure.
Yep.
I'm getting spinach.
Yep.
There's peppers.
Yep.
In there this time. There's definitely the sriracha mayo again. I've learned my lesson.
Yes.
There is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lettuce.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Pickles? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to try it again to see if there's tomato in there or not.
Okay. It's good. You seem to have kind of a method here. Maybe do you start with...
I'm trying to start with the condiments because I get excited about the meat. Okay. Pardon me, everyone.
I know. If anybody has misophonia, it's a new word that I've learned where people are really grossed out by the noises of people eating. So sorry about that.
And also, some people might love this. So if you have thing where you love the sounds of me eating, then, you know, enjoy. There is tomato.
There is tomato.
There's also... Now, there's like another type of... We'll call food lube. Like there's another, there's sriracha mayo, but there's something else too.
Yeah. What? I can't believe that you could find that.
Cause it's like, it's not nearly as hot as it was. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the sriracha mayo was much hotter before, which is why I was like, there's gotta be something spicy on here.
Yes.
But it's not, it's cut. They cut it way down. But since it's in there, there's something else mixed with it. And it's probably not mustard cause it's not like sour enough.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe is there like oil and vinegar in the mix?
No.
Okay. So then I'm guessing it's like just, it sounds weird, but did they just put regular mayo on it too?
Yes, they did.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding me?
I literally said in the tease before this, I was like, oh man, they made a trick out of
Why
Eric.
Why would they do that?
Mayo and sriracha mayo.
I can't. So there's salt and pepper then.
So throw you off. There's salt and pepper, yeah.
That's what the... Wow.
Okay.
I'm actually impressed with myself. I'm pretty proud. I'm going to need to take another bite to think
I should
about the
back meats. Up. Maybe it's not exactly salt and pepper, but maybe one of the things on there can have both of those in there.
Interesting.
Okay, maybe you got to go with the meat of the sandwich now. The sandwich is pretty spectacular looking, and I bet you it tastes pretty good. Is it good?
Yes, it's very good. So there's bacon, like I said. Is turkey?
No.
Hmm.
The other one.
Ham.
No. The other one.
Roast beef?
It's chicken.
Chicken?
I'm saying the other one because it's like
I
the other white
I didn't even know
meat.
They had chicken.
See? We learn something new every day.
So that's why. That threw me off. I knew it was a light meat, which is why.
What kind of meat would
I guess
have...
turkey.
What kind of meat would kind of have a peppery and a salty taste to it?
A peppery and salty taste to it.
Yeah, that's probably where you're getting the salt and pepper. It's from the meat that's on there.
Crusted, something crusted with pepper?
Typically, yes.
It's usually, well, you said it was chicken, right?
There's chicken, but then also there's kind of a cured meat.
And it's not turkey.
No.
Wow.
It's typically round.
And it's not ham.
No.
Let me take another bite.
You're thinking too hard about it, Eric. I threw you completely with all of the salt and pepper talk.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the mystery meat?
It's salami.
Salami. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
There it is. Okay, and then the only ingredient that you're missing is a cheese. Can you taste what kind of cheese is on there?
Provolone.
No, but it is white.
Swiss?
Yeah.
All right.
Nailed it. You can take off that flame. Wait, no, don't do it. I forgot. There's an extra little side.
Oh, yeah, the side.
The side. I didn't have Eric even touch it yet because it would give it away. But yay. What is it?
It's a cookie, and I can already tell by the feel that it's probably oatmeal raisin. Right?
Yeah. It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. He is the self-proclaimed Cold Clock King.
That was pretty good. Better than the week before.
I cannot believe, Eric, that you guessed
the dual mayo is
that
wild.
Spicy mayo was cut with something.
But that's because I got to use the process of deduction too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, well, if there isn't oil and vinegar, then it's definitely not mustard. It's got to be one of the, I know. And see, I know what things you could put on the sandwich, but I didn't know what meats. I didn't know they had chicken.
Turns out they got chicken. And it's a good sandwich. Looks
this
great.
Is a really good sandwich today.
Well, I'm definitely going to have the other half. Super stoked about
Please
it.
Please do.
Thank you so much, Porta Subs. Congratulations to them. Go get yourself a sandwich. And you can even get a free one with Eric and I if you go to our website and get two medium free combos right now. 1077thebeat.com.
All the hits, 1077 The Beat, Megan and Eric. I've just had the chance to do my sandwich mystery taste challenge. I did better this week than last.
Eric, you crushed it
but
again.
But not as good as week one.
Week one, it was like...
That's a high bar I set for myself.
It really was. A+. Well, that just brought it to the attention of the lovely people at Porta Subs that they were really going to have to step up their game.
They're going to try.
Because you actually are really, really well-versed in sandwiches.
The meats threw me off a little today, but I was good with the condiments today.
You nailed all the condiments. That mayo and sriracha mayo combo, you got that. That was wild.
Wild.
You got the oatmeal... cookie without even tasting it.
I could just feel the texture. I was like, this is an oatmeal raisin cookie and I love it.
Well, thanks so much, Porta Subs. Eric, I hope you have a really great weekend. I know you're going to hang out with that adorable new baby.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely be catching up with everybody on Monday with you. And I guess that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Enjoy all the shows this weekend.
Yeah. No kidding. Hey, yeah. Gnomes Amphitheater. My goodness, Old Mill. You guys doing okay? You need some water? Do you need a tap out break? Let Eric and I know.
Probably do need some water.
See ya.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to the Megan and Eric Show podcast. Catch the show live weekdays from 7 to noon on 107.7 The Beat.